This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. At the start of each year, the calendar seems to hold limitless possibilities. By fall, it's a different story. If we haven't lost weight, saved more money, or made progress on other resolutions by now, we probably won't keep them. In Congress, the year seems even shorter. As of this week, there are only about 40 days left on the legislative calendar. Back in January, hopes were high of getting things done, including a regulatory reform bill and maybe even tax reform. Congress has talked about tax reform. A regulatory reform bill has passed in the House, but not in the Senate. But talk and half-measures don't get the job done. So let's take stock. Since the House passed a Farm Bureau-supported regulatory reform bill in January, we have urged the Senate to follow suit and pass the Regulatory Accountability Act. The bill would promote the use of sound science and cost-benefit calculations in federal rulemaking and make the process more transparent. The bill has passed in committee, but the full Senate has not acted because more supporters are needed. That's where agricultural advocates come in. We must keep the pressure on our senators to reform the outdated regulatory process. Congressional leaders have said they will turn their attention to tax reform this month. Everyone is waiting to see what that reform package will include. It won't be quick or easy to balance the goal of our lower rates with preserving tax breaks to advance other goals, such as business growth. But we need Congress to make it a priority. Farmers and ranchers need a tax code that helps them even out income fluctuations and invest in their farms. Other action that needs to get done includes approval of Trump administration nominees and introduction and passage of a new farm bill before the current one expires next year. This is just the first year of the 115th Congress, meaning we will have next year to keep working on most of these issues. However, it will be more difficult to get bills passed in an election year. The congressional to-do list is long and time is running out. Let's engage with our senators and representatives and urge them to get things done for our farmers and ranchers. When discussing the impact that the North American Free Trade Agreement has had on U.S. agriculture, the general summary has been the agreement has been wonderful for U.S. agriculture with a few exceptions. A recent market intel update explores the impact that NAFTA has had on the vegetable sector, which is one of the sectors often included after the comma. Like many other commodities discussed in this series in terms of trade and vegetables, NAFTA partners are each other's top suppliers. In fact, Canada, Mexico, and the United States have always been each other's primary suppliers of vegetable imports even prior to NAFTA. In 1993, the year before the agreement went into effect, Mexico and Canada combined to supply 77% of U.S. vegetable imports. That percentage has held steady throughout the implementation of NAFTA and other trade agreements, ranging between 76 and 80%. In 2016, Canada and Mexico supplied 80% of U.S. vegetable imports. 4-H National Youth Science Day is coming. On October 4th, youth from around the world will be scientists for a day and change the world in the name of STEM. The 2017 4-H National Youth Science Day challenge is Incredible Wearables. Developed by the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, the Incredible Wearables kit is a fun way for kids to build wearable fitness trackers. Jobs Farmers Do is the seventh book in Kansas Farm Bureau's Kaylee's Ag Adventure series. The book, which is recommended by the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture for pre-K through K readers, shows the many jobs farmers and ranchers must know how to do, including caring for the soil and farm animals and keeping up on the latest technology. The recent projections of farm income released by the Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service in the 2017 Farm Sector Income Forecast suggest that while farm income may have hit rock bottom in 2016, there will be an uptick in both net farm and net cash income in 2017. Dr. Bob Young, AFBF's chief economist, explained that livestock sales are driving the slight increase. Young said it is just kind of a minor bump, but it is a bump as opposed to continuing to fall. The livestock side really drove most of that increase. On the crop revenue side, receipts are effectively flat 2017 relative to 2016, according to Young. AFBF is giving the Environmental Protection Agency a thumbs up for its proposal to keep the 2018 conventional biofuels level at 15 billion gallons as called for in the Renewable Fuel Standard. At the same time, the organization warned that EPA's plan to reduce the level of required advanced biofuels in the nation's fuel supply will undermine the goals set by Congress to create a more robust renewable fuels industry and greater energy independence. Dale Moore, AFBF Executive Director of Public Policy, noted in comments to the agency that renewable fuels have been a tremendous success story for the country and for the rural economy. The Renewable Fuel Standard has reduced our country's dependence on foreign crude oil, reduced air pollution, increased farm incomes, and provided good-paying jobs in rural America. The U.S. House continues consideration of H.R. 3354, the fiscal year 2018 omnibus spending bill, under a structured rule. Voting on approved amendments for the omnibus bill will continue this week. Last week, the House passed a voice vote, the AFBF-supported amendment offered by Representative Billy Long of Missouri, that prohibits the Environmental Protection Agency from enforcing Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation and Liability Act, and Emergency Planning and Community Right to Know Act reporting requirements provisions on farms and ranches. The House also passed an AFBF-supported amendment offered by Representative Bob Goodlatte of Virginia that prohibits the EPA from using any funds to take retaliatory or EPA-described backstop actions against any of the six states in the Chesapeake Bay watershed in the event that a state does not meet the goals mandated by the EPA's Chesapeake Bay total maximum daily load. Concerned about livestock haulers' readiness to comply with a problematic electronic logging device mandate, as well as how the mandate will affect the transported animals' well-being, the American Farm Bureau Federation and seven livestock organizations are asking the Department of Transportation for a waiver and exemption from the fast-approaching December 18th ELD implementation deadline. Unless Congress or the administration acts, carriers and drivers who are subject to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's ELD rule must install and use ELDs by December 18th, while most farmers and ranchers should be exempt because they can claim covered farm vehicle status. Drivers who haul livestock, live fish, and insects are likely to fall under the requirements. In their petition, the groups pointed out livestock haulers' strong commitment to ensuring the safety of both the animals they're transporting and the drivers they share the road with. In addition, livestock haulers often receive specialized training beyond that required for their counterparts driving conventional commercial motor vehicles. Wildfires and droughts in Montana continue to threaten the state's agriculture industry. The latest drought monitor shows 26% of the state in the most severe drought category, with all of the state in some form of classified drought. Hans McPherson, president of Montana Farm Bureau, explained that all of Montana agriculture is feeling the repercussions. McPherson said if you're in a part of the state where you have irrigation and you're growing crops, nothing is really growing because you're under a thick cloud of cover smoke and the sun won't come through. He added, of course, that smoke, the animals are breathing it, people are seeing their cattle not eat, they're seeing them not gain weight, they're seeing their grass and ranges burned up and no place to put their cattle. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.